All right. So we are going to talk all about how to lose weight and gain control with Corinne. This is, I'm going to just tell you guys, a very special event for me. Let me tell you a little bit of why I decided to do this year, because I've never offered anything like this. When I got certified for Life Coach School, I went to an 8-day training and I'd never done anything like that. I went with a friend of mine and we didn't know what we were getting into. So we go and we spent 8 days in California in a classroom working on ourselves. That's how we learn to become life coaches. They don't just like say like, here's the model and here's how you teach it and here's how you work with clients. You basically go and I spent like 8 days working on myself and learning all the tools around it. It was probably the most life-changing thing I've ever done. I mean, when I think about next to marrying and meeting Chris, it is the most life-changing thing I've ever done. And I think it's because I went there and I left my life behind in order to spend time solving the puzzle of me. And so I have wanted to do this for a long time. I have thought and thought and thought, you know, we started having the camps and we started having these events to where I can kind of do it, but I've always wanted to do one that was more like an immersion. And that's what I really think about with the 6-day is that, you know, when I was losing weight, you know, if there was something that I would have loved to have been able to do, it would have been to be able to go and immerse myself and just figure my shit out just in one fell swoop. And so that's why I created it, because I knew that what most of us do is we do, like, you guys do well in PNP Tribe, but for some of us, it's like, I just really have so much stuff I want to work on. And I want to do it in a more private environment. I want to do it in a more like just, I don't know, like let me just soak and marinate in it environment. And I do well in those environments. I also do well in online membership environments. Everything that you see in PNP, I have taken an online course and I have figured out how to do it from that perspective. But when it came to like really getting down to the root of why do I think the way I do? Why am I who I am? That's the experience I wanted the 6-day to be. I wanted it to be like, why, like, what is my relationship with food? What is my relationship with my body? What is my relationship with like my health, where I'm going in my life, that kind of thing? And how do we redefine it? And how do we do it so fast that you have, I read something this morning. It's like you're going to come and you're going to really clearly see the pain of staying who I am now is more, it hurts more than the pain of becoming the person I want to be. Now, this isn't to say that you have to arrive like busted with blowed out tires and skeletons in your closet. It's more about like whoever you are today, we want to make sure that we look at it from every single viewpoint that we can so that we're just like, you know what? It's not good enough anymore, because I'm going to teach you how to see where you really want to go. And then when that is so dialed in, you have no choice but to want to go there. You start aligning your life to get there. You start figuring out how to get all the blocks out of your way. So my job during this 6 days, and really, it's more than just 6 days, but let's just focus in on the 6 days, is to take you through a journey that's going to really expose your relationship with food as it is now and the relationship you want to have, and to put you through real world things that bring up all the problems you have at home so that we can do them in lifetime and debunk diet myths, debunk a lot of the ways you think, figure out how to sit with urges, start giving you all of this evidence you need that you can do it. That sometimes when it's at home, you get stuck in the cycle of only thinking it's only going to be this way. It's like, no, it's not. And you will not be able to use like being at Nashville as the reason why it was easy or the reason why you could change. I'm going to teach you how to take it home. Because when I did my 8-day, what I really learned there that was so fundamentally life-changing was that it didn't matter where I was. When I was ready to change, it was just going to start happening. And all I had to do was understand it's just sitting there offered to me right here. It's not far away. It's not hidden. It's not hard to find. It's not anything other than it's literally we're either turning it on or we're not. And that's it. So the 6 days is going to be pretty amazing. If you guys have any questions about it, go ahead and start leaving them in the Q&A now so that I can make sure all of those get answered. But let me tell you a few things about just how everything's going to work. So November 1, we're going to really start actually the pre-work phase. So I want you to think about working with me. It's going to be like a 6-month experience. This is the closest anybody's going to get to being able to work closely with Corinne in PNP Tribe. So I will be taking all of the girls through what I call this 6-month journey. The first phase is going to be going from November 1st until you actually come to Nashville. During that phase, there's going to be a little bit of pre-work. So you will be shipped a box full of some things that I'm going to want you to do between November 1 and when you arrive. Probably going to be a book or two to read. There's for sure, guys, you're going to be collecting a lot of data. You're not going to be doing anything time consuming. So if you think, I don't know if I'm going to have time in the holidays, I'm going to be traveling, I'm going to be doing all things. It's not like that. But it is going to be things that I'm going to have you do that you're going to need to turn in and you're going to need to bring with you so that when we come to Nashville, we're ready. We know the problems. And I'm going to help you figure this shit out before you get to Nashville so that we're not just excavating the whole time. What I want to do is do the excavation before you get here so that when we're in the 6 days, we're working on the things. So then phase two is you come to Nashville and it's the 6 days. And during that 6 days, every day is going to have a different theme. So we're going to tackle weight loss from all different angles. And what I'm going to be doing is taking you systematically through habit stacking. So I want you to think about when you're going to be in Nashville, you're going to be asked to eat and do things that you probably will not want to do. That's the problem with weight loss. You're not asking yourself to do things that you don't want to do when you're at home. We are going to be doing a lot of that and understanding like what's coming up for us in this moment, because you're going to need to just follow along. And I'm going to teach you, it's easy for to go to like, you know, like a weight loss weekend and they feed you and there's like, and here's all the healthy foods, rah, rah. But they don't teach you like your resistance to it and how to uncover it and then how to work through it and stuff. So I want you to think about that entire 6 days. I'm feeding you, but we're going to have food challenges. There's going to be a lot of what I call whammy moments where you won't know when and where it's coming, but there will be these, like, it's going to be like a food Spartan race or food obstacle course or food ninja warrior. So we're going to be doing a lot of that during the week. There's also going to be like these themed days that are going to tackle all the different areas that hose us in weight loss. So we will spend a lot of time really focusing in on self-talk. I mean, I know the pillars of weight loss. If you learn how to learn your mind, if you learn your self-talk, if you understand true self-care, true self-love, if we understand the relationships with others in relation to food, we're going to do some tracing back to how do our food and weight beliefs start? I've been working really hard in researching on how to go back to your past and find where things started to explain today with compassion versus blaming from disgust or from anger or upset. So we're going to be doing a lot of that. We're going to be doing just like figuring out like what is a real protocol for you? And then how do you tweak them and how do you do all the things? We're going to do a lot of mirror work. We're going to be doing a lot of like body image work and stuff. And we're just going to do a lot of things that I can't even tell you about just yet. I just don't want to give all of it away, but I want you to think about, we're going to be figuring out all that bullshit that is standing in your way. And not just like, okay, well, here's all your bullshit and here's a tactic. Through the week, we're going to habit stack. So I'm going to be putting, you're going to have to do things every day on repeat that are going to help you take that back home, because you've already experienced it. You already see how it's going to work. We're going to debunk journaling. Ain't nobody going to come in and leave going, I don't know how to journal, or I don't like journaling, or I don't understand the benefit. You will know by the end of the week why this is such an important tool. You're going to write your face off this week. The other thing is, we're going to not only do habit stacking, like I want you to think about how we're going to do the model. So we'll be addressing a lot of our thoughts by uncovering things and thinking about things in a new way and stuff. But we're really going to focus on that feeling line. You're going to feel a lot this week. I'm going to teach you how to feel. I'm going to teach you how to generate feelings. I'm going to teach you how to identify feelings. I'm going to teach you how to have a feeling and pause it and redirect. We're going to learn all about feelings. We're also going to learn how to figure out like what a lot of feelings feel like. So many of us do not understand. Like, a lot of us want to feel like we're enough, but if we ever felt enough, we would never know it. No one has ever taught us how to figure out, what does feeling like enough really feel like? So I'm going to be teaching a lot of in-person, how do you start doing this work? So it's everything that we do in PNP on like a very large scale in person. And the beautiful thing about the in-person week is that you go away from your life. Your life is set aside so that you get the opportunity to do the focused work. Then there's the, what I call the post workshop phase. So for 4 months after that, we're going to have a monthly group coaching call where all of you who went through there will have access to a group coaching call with me, where you can get coached. You can check in on what's been going on, where we can keep the momentum going. Anything that's coming up, we can knock it out of the park right there. I'm also going to make sure that the mentors that you get, we have the ratio of mentors to people coming is much lower than what you would experience at camp. At camp now, it's like one mentor to 15 to 20. At this particular one, there's going to be one mentor to 5 to 10. So it's a lot lower ratio. So you will have someone who is going to help you fit, like you can check in with, do the things with, and then they have access to me so that when you're in the Facebook group, that thing will stay open for 4 months so that you as a group can work together on exactly what you learned during that time. And then I will be in there periodically checking in and helping you guys. The other thing is, we're going to have not only my group coaching call, but we're also going to have something that we're playing around with for all of 2020 for everyone, is we're probably going to have like a lab day where you guys are going to really learn how to use the planner hardcore during this week. And then there'll be a monthly lab day where one of the coaches will be there. And they will come in and you can bring like your 30-day tracker. You can bring your stats and stuff. And you can ask questions about what you learned. And they're going to help you break down like, this is the next step for you. This is what I would level up. They're going to give you some of that mentoring on that side and coaching. And then you graduate. And that's overall kind of how it works. It's just going to be an amazing time. We are filming the sixth day. Now, I want to say this. A lot of people get wigged out because we go so deep in all of our events and we're filming next year. We are not filming so that I can share this with the world. The only thing that will ever be shared, guys, especially at the sixth day, is if I teach. A lot of times when I'm teaching, I will teach something and be like, that might have been the best way I've ever taught this. And I want to make sure that I can pull out that snippet and be able to include it if I need to for the tribe. You guys will not be in it. Your stories will not be shared, but your group will get the recordings of the sixth day so that your group has what we do, and then you can replay things and you can relearn things and you can re-listen to really submit things. So I am giving all of you the recordings. Of course, you'll have the PDF, you'll have your workbook, everything that we're going to do for that week, you'll have all those materials too. Okay. If you guys will post your questions in Q&A, I do not have a coach over in the chat. So if you'll make sure it's over here, I'll be able to answer it. And there's not many. So if you guys don't have a lot of questions, we can get out super fast today. All right, Becky, will this be offered again? I would love to do this, but I have to wait until my finances are my own, aka divorce is final. I don't know, Becky. This is what we're literally offering it this one time. I don't want to say there will be. Here's the two factors that I'm looking at. One, is this something that the tribe wants? You know, I'm not going to offer you guys stuff you don't want. I don't like doing that. But if this is something where we know, like, oh yeah, the tribe has spoken, they really love this, this is something that they want to have available, then there would be another one. The other thing would be, I have to make sure that it is something, and don't take this wrong, guys, it is something that I just enjoy teaching. In my mind, I'm going to love the fuck out of it because I love events. But you never know when you get in there and you teach for 6 days, you know, is this going to take away from Corinne or is this going to, you know, up-level Corinne? Because what I don't want to do is do anything that ever spreads me so thin that I can't give 100% to the tribe at all times. So I'm always looking at balancing. When I make decisions to do something, I always want to like my reasons. And my reasons are always, is it helping y'all lose weight? Is it up-leveling all of us? And does it take away from anything? And if I can answer those questions in a very honest, true manner, that's how I make decisions. I just always do it that way. So I don't know, Becky, at this point. It probably will not be offered again in 2020. It would, if it comes back, it's more than likely going to happen in 2021. I don't want to promise anything just because you just never know what's going to happen. But I would say, like, probably this is the only one for 2020. I don't even know that we have a time frame. Guys, I just want to show you. This is just next year's project calendar for PNP. I plan 12 months out for everything. I'm always on a 12-month rolling schedule, and we're doing all the things next year for you guys. You have to know. You are literally, the main reason I wanted to do a 6-day is because I've always dreamed of this, and this was the year that I knew I could get it in, and I got it in before I got all that other stuff on there. So it's just, I live and breathe you guys. I literally, there's not a moment, when I go walking, I'm listening to things that make me a better coach, that help me dial into you guys. You will never find someone who studies you guys and studies for you guys. I don't think any harder than I do. How will exercise fit into the program? We will be doing some morning stuff, but guys, we're not doing boot camps. This is not Camp Gladiator. This is none of that bullshit. Like, not that I don't have anything against all of them, but you're not here to learn how to exercise, but we are going to be getting up in the mornings. We will probably be doing some kind of movement, but I always try to make the movement friendly for all levels. So I will have different things. Like, we may have a morning where morning movement is coming downstairs and we meditate first. Like, that's all we're doing, is like learning how to meditate. So be open to the idea that you're coming and you're going to be asked to do things that you may not ask of yourself when you're at home. Well, let's put it this way. Count on coming and being asked to do not just movement, but thinking, eating, and living in a way that you won't ask of yourself at home. Just your main thing is to come with a complete open mind. And I'm going to teach you from November, December, and January how to arrive scared and open at the same time. There's no way I cannot make y'all scared. Let me just tell you, I'm not going to kill y'all, but I know how your brains work. Everybody, no matter what I do between November 1 and when y'all arrive in January, somebody is going to arrive nervous as shit about what they're going to uncover. Our brains just run wild, right? So I'm going to be teaching you how to overcome all of that. How many people will be included? We will have up to 70 and no more. I don't think we'll get 70, but I agreed with myself there would be no more than 70 because we can coach like 7 to 10 people every day. So that means every single person would get an opportunity to be coached. We're also going to have, while we're there, private coaching sessions with the coaches. They're going to be there the entire week, and we're going to be having slots where people can get coached. We did that at the 3-day where every single person who wanted a 15 to 20 minute session got one. And we got through 50 of them in 3 days. So we're only going to have 70 of you guys for 6. So we're going to be able to really rock and roll. So that as things are happening and you want to like, I really want to like talk to one of the coaches so I can dig even deeper and privately, you'll have that option for you. I have the coaches there. They will be around all the time. We are not partying this week. We are going to be with you guys all week long. You will see us all with you. We will be kumbaya. You know how I always talk about this ain't no kumbaya? Well, this one is a kumbaya. We will be the kumbaya. How does this training compare to the transformation weekend? It's very similar in terms of depth in which we went, except this one's going to be like a transformation weekend. This is more about general concepts on like, here's how we do the model. Let's talk about relationships. And it's a lot of just coaching, like from like, you know, just, you know, who wants to work on this topic and who wants to work on this. It's a little bit more also for the feel of the room. This one is very targeted. The goal of Transformation Weekend is for you to figure out some of your bullshit, like one piece of significant bullshit in your life, and to leave. Like, and I'm going to work on this significant piece of bullshit in my life. This whole transformation experience, this whole like 6-month thing with me is more about, we're going to figure out the food. You're going to lose weight mentally and physically. You're going to feel like you have a better relationship with food. We are going to address all the things. It is about the weight loss. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to be coaching on your relationships and shit, but it's always going to be tied back to weight loss. It's always about weight loss. And the majority of everything that we're doing that week is going to be challenges around our hunger. You're going to be hungry. You're going to be tempted. We are going to do things that are going to make you want to go to your room at night and eat. And we're going to experience all this with me. So like, I'm going to be making sure that I rattle you enough during the week to where you want to escape with food. You want to go drink. You want to do these things. And it's going to be a no. And I'm going to teach you how to do that and how to do it because you have your own back. And you get out of the mindset of, from now on, weight loss, you will never think is too hard. We are going to drop the beliefs we have around it and get after it. Will food allergies be accommodated? I'm gluten-free. Yeah. So we're going to make sure that we have a lot of different options. We're doing buffet style for all of the like breakfasts and lunches and stuff. So here's how we're setting it up. Breakfasts and lunches are all included. And we'll have gluten-free. We'll probably, I mean, we're going to really work with you guys because there's not that many of you. So there's, you know, it's easier to work. It's much easier to work with food allergies when there's 70 than when there's 350 of you. You know, we're the bigger you get, the less options that the hotel kitchens are willing to do, as we come to find out. And then your dinners are on your own, but there will be dinner challenges. There will be planning that happens. There will be all the things. And the area that we're actually staying in has a Whole Foods right down the street. It is in the south side of Nashville and everything right around there. There are so many like gluten-free options and all the things in that area. You can go eat and you can eat super healthy and all the things. And so we'll give you guys like suggested restaurants to plan your dinners around and all that kind of good stuff. Will mentor groups be announced on November 1? Also so excited for this experience. I'm not sure we're going to announce them on November 1st, but you're going to, the like materials are all going to be shipping and arriving. We're shipping them out the last weekend in October, or the last week of October. As far as the mentor groups, I'm not sure we're going to assign them just yet. I would like to assign them once we get like a really good like idea of how many of you are going to join. and then I would like to divide them out. You will for sure be in a mentor group though by December 1. That is for sure. But that first month is going to be more about you getting your information, us talking about how to do it and all the things. So like in November, I will probably be popping up with you guys and talking to you about like, you have your box, here's how to do the things, here's the things I want you to, you know, access. You'll have some, we'll do a Facebook Live or we'll probably do a Zoom call, honestly, just because everybody's on Zoom. Not everybody who comes to all of our events are on Facebook, but you will have that group and you can ask questions and I'll be over there too, along with Mary Jo, Kathy, Betsy, all of us are going to be there. Is there a minimum number of people that you will have with this? Could it be canceled? It will not be canceled. We've already met the minimum. My minimum was 2 people. No shit. Chris and I agreed when I decided to do this. This was not about anything other than having a 6-day experience that would be amazing. Like my brain was like, he asked me like, why do you want to do it? And I said, because I really think I could change the people's lives. I've always wanted to do something like this. I've always wanted to go to something like this. And it's not out there for weight loss. It just isn't. And so he was like, okay, well, no matter how many people sign up, this is what we're going to do. And I said, yeah. I said, it might be boring if it's only me and 2 people for an entire 6 days. Maybe they just stay at my house rather than at a hotel. But we already have, I think we have 19 of you signed up already. So, you know, I met my 2 number a long time ago, so I feel really good about it. So no matter what happens, guys, it's going to be amazing. Like I never doubt myself ever. I may doubt myself on being a mother and stuff, but the one thing I don't doubt myself on is being able to teach you guys, being able to get up in your business and being able to show up. Like I don't doubt that at all. I know that I'm just going to end up creating an experience that's unlike any other. And I'm working on it with Brooke Steele. She's helping me with some of the like just brainstorming of what would be like amazing things to teach you guys. I have my friend, one of my master coach friends, she's helping me with, she has had binge eating disorder for a long time. And she's helping me with some ideas on stuff around binge eating disorder to include, because a lot of you come are binge eaters. I have these resources of people that are experts in this field, and I'm so fortunate to have like their text numbers. And these are the people that I am like going to and saying, what would you, if it was your week, what would you for sure include? What are your ideas that I haven't thought of? And that's how I'm building it out. And I've been brainstorming it. I have a little book that I keep where I write all my ideas and everything in. It's just going to be really, really good. And because I've been to so many of these, like workshops and all the things, I know the kind of experience I want to create. One of the things that I want you guys to know is I'm really good at making the space safe and keeping you focused and keeping you like just salivating at the mouth for what you're learning and your change. And now I know that I can deliver that. So I can't tell you how blessed I feel that this will be my first event as a mentor. I'm so excited. Oh, Kim, that's so good. Make sure your questions, guys, are in the Q&A and not in the chat. Will the session be recorded? Yes. So Kathy, the session will be recorded and it will be published only for the 6-day people. If you're not coming to the 6-day, you will not have access to the 6-day recordings. Is there a date it will close? It won't close until we sell out. So if we sell out, of course it's going to close. But if somebody's like, all right, on, you know, the day before we start, I'd like to come and we have an opening, I mean, we'll get you in. But this is what I want to tell all you guys. November 1, people are going to start getting their packages and stuff. I would really love for you to be able to go through that entire 6-month experience of working with me. So the longer you take to sign up, you know, you just miss out on some of the experience of being able to go through the entire process. It's not that it wouldn't still be beneficial. It just would be that you would miss out on some of the fewer things. The other thing to keep in mind too, guys, for all of you with financial stuff, I do not do payment plans, but we are doing a payment plan for this one because this is more expensive than what we normally do here at PMP. So I get that. And so when you sign up, you're just billed in 4 monthly installments. I'm not exactly sure. Let me look it up. Hang on. I'll tell you how much it is. It is $1,625 in 4 monthly installments, or you can pay $6,497 all in one swoop. Most people just pay it all in one swoop, but we do have a payment option available for those of you who need to spread the love a little bit. And it will just be in 4 monthly installments. So if you join in October, be October, November, December, and January. If you decide to sign up in January or December, then it will just be like, you know, or not. December, January, February, March. So it will go the span of whenever you sign up. You don't have to like back pay or anything like that. Let's see. I'm struggling with time and focus and feel like 6 days would be such a blessing and so helpful. Thank you for caring. You're welcome. And this is one of the reasons why, is because some of the excuses that we use, we're going to be addressing there. It's like, you can focus anywhere, and I want to teach you how to focus anywhere. We all have more time than we think we do. We're just not utilizing it. And we forget, we make up in our head that stuff's going to take so much time. Guys, if you just said, think about this. If time and money wasn't my excuse, then what is it that I'm really hesitant about? That is such a good question to ask yourself whenever you're thinking about buying anything. Because most of us, when we're wanting, if you're here, it's really because time and money isn't the excuse or isn't the real reason. It's one that you've made sense, but why are you here? If you legit don't have the money, why are you here? You should be spending your time doing what? Listening to No BS or doing something else, right? Why be here? Otherwise, if you're here and you legit don't have the money, guess what? You should for sure not be ever saying, I don't have time, because you got time to be in here. So it's like one of those things where I ask myself that all the time. A lot of times I'm like, oh no, it looks awful expensive, blah, blah, blah. It's like, if I'm entertaining it, it's not because I don't have the money. It's because I don't want to find the money, or it's because I'm afraid that I won't make the most out of it. It's like, really ask yourself, is it the money? Or if it wasn't the money, what would it be? It would be like, well, I'm afraid that I'm going to go and this won't work too. Guys, fine, be afraid. But here's the thing. It won't be that the 6 day won't work. You will either work or not. That's just a decision you make whether you're going to do work or not. That is not a given based on what's happened in the past. If that's the case, you for fuck sure need to come so I can teach you how to quit living in that lifestyle and mindset, because it just keeps you stuck where you are. At some point, you have to figure out how to quit doing that, because that's asshole to yourself. You have to start learning how to think from your future and from what you want for yourself and just be like, I'm just going to decide to do things. I'm going to quit deciding to not do things for fear I won't do them. That's exhausting. Exhausting. Will there be company for things we do on our own, like evening meals? Bit scared of coming alone. Oh yeah. Do not worry about that, Joanna. So before you all, this is what we do for all camps. This is what we do for all events. Before you come, you get to know people before you come. We put you together in these small mentor groups so that you start finding accountability buddies and everything. Everybody who's coming is coming alone. Most of the people that come to camp don't know anyone in person. We have introduced them to people within the tribe, and you get to know them before you come so that you feel comfortable. We also are really good about before you all go out to dinner, get a buddy if you want a buddy. And people, we do a lot of if you don't want to be alone, trust me, you won't be. Because we are always saying do you have somebody that you can eat with? Are you good for tonight? That's our job. We do a lot of that. Now, I also totally respect my introverts who are all day long with you is plenty. What I do need to do though is go and be alone in my room and recharge. That's great. We're not going to make you go eat with people. But what we also are going to do is to make sure you're not recharging in your room with a face full of M&Ms. We're going to be working on all of that too. Is there an exercise component to the 6-day? Also, do I need to rent a car to get to the local restaurants? Thank you for all you're doing. I personally never rent cars when I go out of town. I always just do Ubers. I think Ubers are more convenient. Also, we typically will have drivers, so there will be people with cars. The restaurants aren't super far, so Uber trips are like, you know, less than $10. And if you go with 2 to 3 people, super cheap. So I wouldn't rent a car. Now, you will need to Uber. It's going to be about $40 to Uber to the hotel. But you'll be in a Facebook group beforehand, so you can find people who are arriving around the same time. A lot of times what we do is, you know, people find rides to share all the way over to the hotel. What was the other question? So the hotel that we're doing this at is over on the other side of town. It's not our typical hotel. Guys, it's beautiful over there. There's a walking trail. There's sidewalks. There's all the things. Now, it's likely to be cold in January. They also have a small gym. If you like to exercise, it's close to gyms. We're probably going to bring in possibly like a, Paula said the hotel is a shuttle that goes to the local mall and art and like all the little restaurant and areas and stuff like that. So that's also awesome. Some of the people who stayed there for Transformation Weekend loved it. It's a great hotel. There's a restaurant in there in case you don't want to go out. January is cold in Nashville, guys. So, you know, if you don't mind bundling up, it's a great area to walk and stuff. But there's little gyms everywhere if you're an exerciser and you want to do it. I likely will bring in at least 1 or 2 days. Would love for you guys to experience some yoga. We have a couple of yoga teachers in the tribe, one of which lives in Nashville. So you know, there's just not like yoga that you can't do. Like we're not going to be like doing crow and headstands. I'm just talking about really learning how to move our body and stuff. So we're going to just do some things. But if you're like me and you love to work out and whatnot, you can make that happen too. Can anyone tell me how to post a question? There should be something that says Q&A somewhere. If not, just ask it in the chat. And since Paula's here, Paula, will you just pop it into the Q&A for her? That'd be easier. I'm coming and I have 3 very specific goals. I write them every day now in my planner. I can't wait to be on the other side of this experience and have answers for those 3 things. That's awesome. Huh. Maybe I'll put that in y'all's pre-work. I'm already gotten some stuff done and I'm just like, yeah, it's gonna be so good. I'm a September newbie, so I'm new to all this and dealing with overweight since 3rd grade. Hey, get you, Susan. I gained all my weight in the 4th grade. Will I be able to benefit even though I'm a newcomer? Oh, yeah. I am 76 on oxygen 24/7 with very limited mobility. For health and quality of life, this is a must, and I'm highly motivated. Yeah, I think it would be great for you to come. I mean, it's so funny, Susan. I was talking to my mom today. My mom is 63, and she started crying because she moved to Florida a couple years ago, and she misses me and my brother. And she just, my mom is, you know, I don't know how much you guys know, but my mom is in poor health. She's been severely overweight most of her life. She's, you know, at times has been on canes and in a scooter, and she's got Barrett's. She's got all the things basically. And she just started crying because she just said, I just know I'm not going to live much longer. You know, like she's at that point in her life where she's more afraid that she's going to die. And she now lives far away from us. And she said, I just feel like I'm missing out on time with you guys. And I just think that there's, you know, something about wanting to make the best of your life now. You know, like I think the older you get, the more you stop losing the excuse of I'll start tomorrow. You start being worried tomorrow's not going to happen. You know, I think that's one of the main reasons to come. I mean, if you have mortality motivation, I think that's an amazing reason. Any of the exercise I do, like, trust me, Susan, we will figure it out for you. I'm not going to be like, well, you know, there's Susan. She just can't do it. Just don't come. I will make sure, like, my friend Robin, who teaches the yoga and stuff, she's, I think she's done like some certifications and stuff in yoga for people with traumatic brain injuries and things like that. Yoga is more than just like getting in the floor. There's chair yoga. Yoga is about the meditation. It's about relaxing the mind. It's about reconnecting with your body and your breath. If you can sit with your eyes closed and breathe, you can do yoga. That's at the essence of what it is. So I will make, I mean, if you're coming, I will make sure that that will be taken care of. And I would be honored to have you. Okay. Is that all the questions, guys? So I think I've covered everything. Paula, is there anything I need to tell them? Will you let me know? It's going to be a great week. I really hope to see you guys there. This is the dream come true for me to be able to do this week and to be able to like intimately watch some transformations. For me, I watch them on the big scale, and it's nice for me to sometimes be able to kind of get more dialed in and focused. So, all right. Well, I promised I wouldn't cry, but I did at the very end. I made it 45 minutes. Damn. I'm also on my period. You know how I am when I'm on my period. Today's first day. So y'all have a good one. If you have any questions, please feel free. Email us at support. We will answer all your questions, all the things. I have a guy question. Oh, okay. Well, just ask it in Julie over there and I'll just answer it super fast. I don't know what a guy question is though. There's going to be no guys in like, we can't bring them. Is there any coaching in November, December in the private Facebook group? It won't be coaching in the private Facebook group. Like I'm not going to be coming into the Facebook group and doing coaching. It's going to be more of me walking you through all the data collection, doing some type of, it'll be more of me giving you work to do. And then as things come up, answering your questions and stuff, we're going to hit hard and heavy the coaching once we get to Nashville and past that. Everything up to that is more like, I want you to think about my job is to excavate and uncover and figure out where you guys are and to know things on an intimate level before you arrive to Nashville. So it's not like we're going to be like having group coaching and all this other kind of stuff. Because what I want to do is I want to get you prepared to be all in while you're in Nashville. So like that first phase is more about the prep phase for going all in. It's more about the prep phase for understanding where you're at, me understanding where you're at, preparing you mentally for all the things that we're going to do. So there will probably be some calls and things, but I'm not going to be like, all right, who wants coaching? We're not going to do that the first part, because all I want to do is understand at a deep level where everyone is. Because that will help me finalize what we're going to teach that week. Y'all know me. Even when we do camps of 350, one of the things I like to do is to make every event very unique and special to the people who are arriving. So it's like, doesn't matter whatever I want to coach. It matters what you guys need. So I have an idea of the journey I want to take you on, but the specifics of how we get there and the things we need to address and overcome are going to be driven by what you guys are telling me are the most significant things as a group you need to work on. And we move your group forward. Let's see, where's, just so you guys know, that film crew is probably going to be dudes, but they're the same film crew we're using for everything next year. And their job, you will not even know that they're in the room. Trust me. They end up becoming like a lamp. I have been to so many private events where dudes have filmed and it takes about 10 minutes to forget they're there because their job is they're literally so focused on making sure the shot is right and it stays on me and stuff. They're not sitting there like, oh, let me take notes. And you know, this is some of that woman shit I need to learn. No. Is there also going to be something to follow up after the 6 day? Yes. So there's 4 months after that. So make sure you watch this whole recording, but 4 months after that, there's going to be group coaching calls with me once a month just for you guys. The Facebook group stays intact. Your mentors stay intact. I will be visiting that Facebook group. We're also going to have labs where there'll be Zoom calls with the coaches to do lab work on like your 30-day trackers, the goals that you set, and all that kind of stuff. We're going to like keep you moving forward for 4 months after that. Okay. That's okay, Celia. Just you might just watch the first half. The recording will be up probably later today. I think Sadie will be on today. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one, and I hope to see you. If I don't see you at the 6-day, I hope to see you at some event next year. Bye, y'all.